We continue our learning. Leilu Nishmas Hindel Bas El Yochem HaKohen David B'Menachem Murush Nechaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're in Shvi'ez Perek Dal and Mishnah Hey Hamavkia Bazayas. A person who splits wood from an olive tree. He's chopping wood from the tree. He's not cutting the tree down. He just wanted to take some of the pieces of wood for firewood, and it's not going to damage the tree. Just take some of the wood off. Says the Mishnah, lo yichapeh ba'ofer. You're not permitted to cover it or fill in the area with dirt. That stimulates growth. Therefore, it's considered working the tree during the Shemitah year, and it's asur midrabban. So, you can cut off wood, but you're not allowed to fill it in with dirt. Aval mechase hu ba'avanim ovikash. But you're out of cover those areas that you cut off with stones or straw. That is just going to prevent it from drying out. It's not going to stimulate any growth, and therefore it's just protective purposes, and therefore it's going to be permitted during the Shemitah year. Mishnah continues, Hakotetz Koros, Shemik Shikma, Lo Yichapeu Be'ofer. A person cuts beams from a sycamore tree, which is basically the same idea as the previous halacha in the Mishnah. Also, you're not permitted to cover it up with dirt. Ava mechasehu ba'avanim avakash, but you can cover it up with stones or with straw, because again, it's not stimulating growth. It's just there to protect it. And the reason the Mishnah gives us halacha regarding the sycamore tree is because of what we're about to say now. The difference between an older sycamore tree and a younger one. Ein kotetzin besula shikma bashviya, says the Mishnah. But you're not allowed to cut a besula shikma. This is a sycamore tree that has never been cut. That's why it's called besula, as opposed to the beam of a sycamore tree where the tree has been cut over time. So the practice was that would cut the trunk at a certain height, and that would stimulate the growth of branches that were going to be vertical branches off of the stump, which would be very good for beams, so we could use it as building. And this is very similar to pruning. And the Torah says, los is more. And therefore, this is going to be prohibited. So, once again, the Mishnah says, ein kotzin, if it's a besula shikma, during the Shviyas, during the Shemitah, you're not allowed to cut it. B'nei shehi avoda, says Mishnah, because it's forbidden, because it improves the growth of the tree. And that's why it's prohibited. In fact, when we speak about the growth of the sycamore tree, we say that that it's going to grow, when we speak, the particular growth of the sycamore tree is improved when the trunk is cut. Actually, the Gemara in Bava Basra, on Daf Pei, Amud Bei, says only when it's cut between 3 and 10 tefachim from the ground. That's the particular height we're speaking about. Nonetheless, so we are permitted to cut the regular beams, the older sycamore tree. That's permitted to be cut. During the Shemitah, you're not permitted to fill it in with dirt, but we're not permitted to cut the besula shikma during the Shvi'as, because that's avoda. That's considered causing it to grow, and that's not allowed. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedarka Asur, says Rabbi Yehuda, to cut it in the normal way is going to be prohibited, because that's considered like pruning. Pruning when we speak about this besula shikma. But Ella, rather, what should you do? O magbia asara tfachim, o gomeim me'al ha'aretz. So the normal way would be to cut the trunk within 10 tfachim from the ground. So what we spoke about that, the normal way is we would improve the sycamore trees when you cut it between 3 and 10 tefachim from the ground. So here, within 10 tefachim of the ground, so that's the normal way to do it. If you want to cut it during the Shemitah year to use the wood, so if you cut it above that height, magbia asara tefachim, says Rabbi Yehuda, that would be permitted. It's only kedarka that's going to be usur, but more than higher than 10 tefachim from the ground, you're allowed to cut it, because that's very different. Now, we mentioned before that the normal way we would cut it is between 3 and 10 tefachim, but the Tanakhama made no distinction. According to the Tanakhama, cutting down the besula shikma in any height is not permitted, because people look at it and think it resembles pruning. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only usur kedarka, only if you're going to do it between 10 tefachim and the ground, which is within 3 tefachim, is considered part of the ground. But if you cut them, you're cutting the besula shikma branches above 10 tefachim from the ground, that's going to be permitted during the Shemitah year. Or you can crush it Cut it all the way to the ground, meaning if you cut the trunk off at the ground, that's also not the normal method, as we said, right? Because people would normally leave a stump, let's say between 3 and 10. So if you cut it all the way to the ground, that also, so either you cut, if you want to cut those branches of the B'Shlu'ah Shikma during the Shemitah year, cut it above 10 Tfachim from the ground, or cut it all the way down to the ground and not leave a stump at all, that according to Rabbi Yehuda would be permitted because it's not Kedarka. We continue with Perek Dal Mishnah Vav. Hamezanev Bagifanim, a person who clips grapevines, he's cutting off the edge of the vines, and the purpose is to cause the trunk of the tree, of the vines, to grow thicker, and they would be stronger in that way. That being the case, the Mishnah says that this is maybe a problem, because this actually stimulates it to growth, very similar to pruning. So that's what we would have thought should be prohibited, and we'll see the Mishnah is going to allow it. We'll have to understand why that is. If you remember back, we mentioned the Tosfos Yontif's opinion where he had the other case of the olive trees where I'm cutting out a couple olive trees in the middle, where he wondered why that's not considered like pruning because that caused more space for the other olive trees that remain to grow. And he said, maybe we should learn the Mishnah like the Rambam, that that what I'm really doing is cutting the wood to use the wood. If I'm cutting and the wood to use the wood, then that perhaps that should be acceptable. We'll continue with that discussion in a moment. Anyway, the Mishnah says, Hamazanev bakfanim. So we have vines, and you clip off the ends of the vines, vahakotzeitz kanim, or if you cut reeds, they would normally cut reeds towards the ground in order to cause it to grow and grow thicker and stronger if you cut them all the way down. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Agli Omer, how do I do so if I want to do this during the Shemitah year? Yarchik tefach. You have to distance it by a tefach. What does it mean? The cut that you make has to be at least one tefach above the ground. So this way, because it seems that they would normally cut it all the way down to the ground. If I leave it a tefach above the ground, so then it would be acceptable. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Now, Tosfos Yontif understands that what it means, that this halacha, we're speaking about both reeds and grapevines, that we allow you to cut them one tefach above the ground. So that being the case, so what am I cutting? I'm cutting the trunk of the vine, not the branches of the vine. I'm cutting the trunk of the vine. And others claim, no, I'm not necessarily, that's not necessarily what I'm cutting. Rambam understands, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that the cut is being made at least a tefach, not from the ground, but a tefach from where you normally would cut it. So let's say you have reeds. So if reeds are cut from the all the way down to the ground, so then I have to raise it by a tefach, as the Mishnah said. But grapevines, where you cut the branches right down to the trunk, but not from the ground, so then it would have to be according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, when he says yarchik tefach, he doesn't mean yarchik tefach from the ground regarding grapevines. He would mean, the way the Rambam understands Rabbi Yossi, would be a tefach from the trunk, and that would be the shelo kedarka. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kotes Kedarko Bikardom Obimagol. He says, you're allowed to cut, in these cases, the Gefanim or the Kanim, the normal way. You would cut wood using a kardom. You don't need to change where you're cutting it, and you're permitted to use a kardom, which is with an axe, or a magol, which is a sickle, uva megera, which is a saw, uva chomashir, to whatever you like. So that's according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, kotzeitz kedarko. However, he may not cut the normal way for someone who cuts in order if you're planning to stimulate growth. That we would have to change. Meaning what? If you're cutting wood, if the goal would be for cutting wood, so then you're allowed to cut these trees as long as the way people normally would cut them for the purposes of using wood. But to cut them in a way that people would normally cut them for the purposes of stimulating growth, that Rabbi Akiva would not allow. But he does allow you to use normal implements. You don't have to change the utensil you're using. You're allowed to use, as we said, the axe and the sickle and the sword, etc. The halacha actually follows Rabbi Akiva. We don't need to change at all, whether it's regarding vines or reeds. Mishnah continues. Ilon shenifshach, korshin oso bashvias. You have a nifshach. It means I have a tree that became cracked during the Shemitah year. Even before, korshin oso bashvias. We allow you to tie it on the Shemitah year. Lo sheyala, not for the purposes of that it will heal, but heshalo yosef. So it does not continue. What does it mean? Is that I'm allowed to tie it so the crack doesn't spread, but in order to allow them the edges that got cut to fuse together, so that already the surgery you're doing on the fracture, so we allow you to tie it together, but not to cause them somehow to fuse, that would be prohibited. One important point that we mentioned a little bit earlier, the Tosfos Yontif's comment, which is difficult to understand why we should allow the clipping of the grapevines or the reeds, etc., stimulating God. This is very similar to pruning. Why should it be any different? And then we made the comment, well, maybe we should admit, like the Rambam, that my real goal here, the real objective is to use the wood. If I'm using the wood, so then it's not a problem because my intention is not to prune. So the question that Mefarshim raised is, but still, that's what we call a psikresha. It's inevitable that it's going to cause growth. So it shouldn't matter that my goal, my intention is to use the wood. It's still, and you'll say it's a davashen meskavin, but a psikresha, it's inevitable, it's going to cause growth. So the Tiferes Yisrael actually therefore comes to the conclusion that the activity we're speaking about when it comes to cutting the vines or the reeds is actually different than pruning in a standard way. Regular pruning is where you cut the branches that are on top of the trunk. But here I'm clipping branches that are actually on the side. They're side branches. That may be one way to understand why the Mishnah here is not an issue of general pruning, and I don't have this problem of psikresha. Another possibility is when we think about grapevines, so the grapevines grow on these main branches, and they extend from the trunk that actually don't carry the fruit itself. So secondary branches grow from there, and it's only the secondary branches that have the clusters of grapes. So when I prune, I'm cutting secondary branches, and that's why it's a problem, because it's stimulating growth, that's where the clusters are. But clipping in this Mishnah, when it says Mezanev Bakfanim, it's actually speaking about the main branches, and that's why it's not the major issue of pruning. That's not where we find the grapevines. And that's why this is less of an issue, as long as I do it in a different kind of way.